Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kaharja City. The statewide Nagaland Emergency Preparedness Exercise, NEPEX, will be conducted today from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. The mock exercise will simulate a magnitude 7.7 earthquake scenarios involving sudden and extreme weather-related disasters to test the state's preparedness, strengthen coordination among departments and response agencies, and enhance the effectiveness of emergency response systems. Simultaneously, a civil defense air raid and blackout exercise under Operation Night Guard will be carried out for 15 minutes starting from 6:30 p.m. in 10 designated civil defense towns, namely Dimapur, Kohima, Mokokchung, Wakha, Zunheboto, Monpek, Twensang, Perin, and Gifre. Nagaland State Disaster Management Authorities has urged public not to panic during the mock exercise and to extend full cooperation to the authorities. Chairman of SDPDB, Bandari, and MLA Achumbe Mukikon has underscored the vital role of women in shaping society, beginning from the family level, and called upon them to be agents of positive change. Speaking at the closing program of the 9th General Conference of the Lotha Eloy Hoho at TE Hall in Wakha Town yesterday, Mr. Kikon encouraged women to step into leadership roles, support one another, and actively participate in decision-making processes, despite the male-dominated nature of society. Referring to the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals 2030, he stressed the importance of gender equality and urged women to take on mentorship roles while acknowledging the growing achievements of young girls in various fields. Dimapur Municipal Council employees have declared an indefinite no-pay, no-work protest starting May 5, citing long overdue salaries and pending dues. The decision was taken during its executive meeting of Dimapur Municipal Council Employees Welfare Union held yesterday after authorities failed to address long-pending demands despite repeated representations. The union warned that employees will cease all sanitation and public services under the council from May 5. In December 2025, the union launched a cease-work protest over unpaid dues but called off after assurances from the municipal council that dues would be cleared. New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon has described India-New Zealand Free Trade Agreement, FTA, as a once-in-a-generation opportunity, underscoring the scale and potential of the Indian market. In a social media video message, Mr. Luxon noted that with a population of around 1.5 billion and rising income levels, India presents a vast and increasingly affluent market seeking high-quality goods and services.
Now the most populous country on planet Earth. They have about 1.5 billion people inside the country. They're increasingly getting wealthier, and as a result, they want to consume higher quality products and services from places like New Zealand. And importantly also, it's going to become the world's third largest economy. So there's a huge opportunity for New Zealand to grow with India.
Counting of votes for the assembly elections held in West Bengal, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Assam, and the Union Territory of Puducherry will be held on the 4th of next month. Voting for all 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Kerala, and 30 seats in Puducherry was held on the 9th of this month. Polling for all 234 assembly constituencies in Tamil Nadu and for the first phase in West Bengal, covering 152 seats across 16 districts, was held on the 23rd of this month. Simultaneously, on the 4th of next month, counting will also take place for assembly by-polls for Bagalkot and Davanagiri South in Karnataka, Koridang in Nagaland, Dharmanagar in Tripura, Baramati and Rahuri in Maharashtra, and Amrit in Gujarat. And as part of the Vibrant Villages program, cadets of the 25th Nagaland Battalion NCC Mokokchung yesterday visited Choklangang village in Noklak district. The team comprising officers, a GCO, ANO and 50 cadets interacted with villagers and spread awareness on the role of youth in society, government plans and policies, particularly the Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan and the role of NCC in implementing it on the ground. The cadets visited the Choklangang Women's Self-Help Group Handicraft Workshop, interacted with members and learned traditional handloom practices using local resources such as Hiyam and Etso. They also engaged with students of of Choklangang Primary School, spreading awareness on the benefits of NCC and encouraging them to join. Earlier, the team met the Deputy Commissioner of NOCLAG at the district headquarters. During the interaction, the DC highlighted the crucial role of NCC in nation building and said cadets can serve as messengers of government initiatives. He also felicitated cadets who had passed their certificate examinations. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.